Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Before we get started here today with today's episode, I wanted to thank the companies that have supported you, the Entree Architect community, throughout this past year. Those companies are RCAT, FreshBooks, and Gusto. So here, before we get started, I just wanted to ask you to go visit each one of those sponsors. I know that I ask you this in every episode, but I wanted to start this episode with this information because I want you to go do this. I want you to go visit each sponsor, RCAT, FreshBooks, and Gusto, and thank them for supporting our community, because that is why we can continue doing what we're doing. So go to the links, entrearchitect.com/RCAT, entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks, and entrearchitect.com/Gusto, and thank them for supporting our community. RCAT is the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, and it's all free right there at RCAT. They've been a great sponsor. They've been with us from the very beginning, very, very early on here at the podcast. So go check them out at entrearchitect.com/RCAT. And FreshBooks, also another longtime supporter. FreshBooks is the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. And you'll spend less time on accounting and give you more time to do the things that you really love to do. So go visit them at entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks. And Gusto. Gusto is also a longtime sponsor. Gusto is the easy online payroll, benefits, and HR company built for small firm businesses like ours. So go visit them at entrearchitect.com/Gusto. RCAT provides the project resources we need. FreshBooks provides the accounting resources we need. And Gusto provides the payroll and benefits resources that we need. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes there up front because we're not going to mention them again throughout this episode, because this is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be an episode where it's just me talking about the Entree Architect platform. And so I just wanted to start off here by thanking those companies, because those companies and their support help us do what we're doing. So please go visit them, RCAT, FreshBooks, and Gusto. They're easy to find. Go to entrearchitect.com/RCAT, entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks, and entrearchitect.com/Gusto. Thanks. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 303, and this week at Entree Architect Podcast, the final episode of the decade, a challenge. The AIA will not fix the problem. What you can do as an individual small firm architect to build a better profession. All right, let's get started here. I wanted to start off by wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. This episode's coming out just after Christmas 2019, so I hope you are recovering well and enjoying a little time away from the studio for a well-earned break. We've all been so busy this year, and I know so many of you have been working hard at building strong businesses and finding the work that you want and the clients you need. I know that you're working hard, so I wanted to start off by thanking you for being a member of this community and for coming back here to the podcast week after week after week. So thank you for sharing the links and telling your friends about Entree Architect Podcast. You know, this podcast has grown way beyond what I ever imagined, way beyond the reach of what I ever imagined was possible when I started this back in 2012. This year, Entree Architect Podcast has been downloaded, listen to this, downloaded more than 500,000 times. Episodes of Entree Architect Podcast have 500,000 times just this year. And since we started in 2012, it's been downloaded almost 2 million times. Almost 2 million times since we started. I don't know exactly what the total is because I shifted platforms on the podcast. And so I lost a lot of the data that I had early on in the podcast. So I don't know exactly, but we're almost at 2 million now. And so, and that was a couple of years worth of episodes. So we're probably over 2 million, but I don't really know. But that growth to over 2 million downloads of this podcast is because of you. You know, I just come here and I do what I do every week, and I just do it consistently and try to share as much knowledge and information as I can in order to help you grow your businesses. But that, you know, I just put it out there. You listen to it, you download it, you subscribe to it, and you share it. And that's the biggest piece. You share it. I believe that the growth of this podcast is because of you, because of the listeners sharing these episodes. Each week, I ask you at the end to share the episode. And I see the growth each week with the information that we're providing and the value that we're providing, that you're sharing this information with your friends and your networks. And your colleagues. So continue to do that. Continue to share this episode because we've only done this because of you. We've done this together. I do my part. I'll share what I can. And then you share it out to the world one architect at a time. So thank you. I wanted to just start off by saying thank you to you, the listeners. You know, this past week, you know, the Entree Architect Facebook group, the Entree Architect community also has grown to currently, I think we're just over 5,600 members. That is a private Facebook group. That is not a group that's open to the public. It is only architects and architecture students. You have to request membership. You have to meet certain standards. And every once in a while, we get somebody to slip through who's not. And, you know, we politely ask them to leave because this is a community of our family. This is a community of architects that have come together to help each other, to support one another, to share their knowledge openly and honestly and transparently as possible. And so I am honored to have started that group, but that group is yours. That group is the community. That group thrives because of the people who are in it. And recently, just this past week, my friend Sean Tobin, who's also a very active member in the community, this past week he posted a very specific challenge. And he posted, "What actionable things can we do as a group to influence the conversation about the value of an architect, the cost of services, and why one should hire a licensed architect? What other things can we add to this list? How can we develop strong, coordinated, on-topic messaging about architects and our value?" Now, those are great questions. And it started a great, productive discussion in the group. Actually, every post that anybody posts in there, we get a tremendous value in the discussions in the comments below, because it is a culture of sharing. But this is a topic that we talk about all the time, right? This value of an architect is the discussion that we talk about all the time. But this specific post and the way that Sean positioned it, he also talked about what we can do about it. What can we do about this? Let's stop complaining about it and let's fix it. And so I encourage you, first of all, to go visit the Facebook group and read Sean's challenge and the comments that follow, because they are excellent. And I want you to post your own questions. I made a short link, so it's easy to get to that specific post, entrearchitect.com/Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, T-O-B-I-N, entrearchitect.com/Tobin. That is a link that will go directly to that post that Sean posted. And I want you to add your thoughts there. Okay. I want I want us to work together to make the changes that we need in our profession. And let's start just at that post, right? How we practice, how we present ourselves as architects and business owners, how we communicate our value, how we tell the story of what we do as a profession and as individual architects. You know, so often when I have, when these discussions come up, because this, like I said, the value of an architect is a discussion we talk about all the time. This, we struggle with this, right? That many of us find ourselves in the position of having to defend who we are and what we do and trying to explain what we do as architects. And so often it leads to blaming the AIA or making suggestions on how, quote unquote, the profession needs to fix this problem. The problem that we find ourselves in as a profession, as individual architects, will never be solved by the AIA. Let me repeat that. The problem that we find ourselves when we're talking about the value of an architect, that problem, that communication problem, will never be solved by the AIA. They have tried over and over and over again. The AIA is a massive organization and the leadership is not consistent. The leadership changes every year, right? So new ideas and new approaches every year shift with the leadership shift. Right? And so the AIA does a great job of supporting us as architects. And let me make that very clear that I am a supporter of the AIA. I am a member of the AIA, but I do not believe that the AIA will ever fix the problem. The problem with the story in the minds of our potential clients, right? That's the problem. Our potential clients have a story in their mind of what architects are and what architects do. The AIA will never fix that problem. And I don't believe it is even their responsibility to do so. I don't believe that responsibility is the AIA's. I believe that responsibility is yours. You, the individual architect, is responsible for making that change in the work that we do, in the stories that we tell, in the marketing that we present, in the culture that we cultivate in our firms, in the brands that we developed, and in the businesses that we build. It's your responsibility and my responsibility, the individual architects. We need to do the work. We need to learn what we don't know and share the knowledge we do have with the others in our professional communities. We need to focus on what we can control, right? The things that we can fix. We should fix the things that we can fix. You should fix the things that you can fix. It is our responsibility to be the best architects that we can be, to build the strongest businesses that we can build, and earn the most money that we can earn so that we can continue to invest in our success as architects, continue to invest in our success as businesses so that we may invest in our people, so that we may invest in our communities, so that we may invest in our profession, right? It's our responsibility. So what can you do? What I've done is I've built this platform and I continue to grow this platform every day. It is my full-time position. It is my purpose. It is my passion. I've built the Entree Architect platform, but it exists for you. It exists to help you, to not only help you succeed in business and leadership and life, which is my mission, but also to help you develop your stories, to share your knowledge, to build a better profession, right? We have a blog, we have a podcast, we have a social media platform and a network of you and a network of small firm architects from all over the world. Entree Architect was built for you. And I invite you to use this platform to help build a better profession. You have the opportunity to share your knowledge, not only through the Facebook group, but through the platform, through the other things that we're doing, on the blog, on the podcast, through the newsletter, through all these things that we're doing. So let me just go through what we have here at Entree Architect and is available to you. Let's start with the blog. The blog has gotten a little quiet this past year. We've made a strategic shift from the blog to the podcast because we only have a limited resources and people to help us do this. And so we saw a decrease in reading and an increase in podcast listening, right? So we focused our attention this year, 2019, on the podcast. And the blog, we got a little quiet in the blog. We only posted a few times this year. In 2020, we're going to increase the publication schedule to better serve our community. So we're going to continue on the podcast and we're going back and we're going to grow the blog again. And so, and here's the idea. The idea is that we're going to do more quick, easy-to-read content, so shorter little articles that you can quickly read and get some value from. And in addition to that, more comprehensive content, more how-to guides and more step-by-step strategies, more, you know, they call it epic content. That we're going to do that too, right? And that'll be not every week. That'll probably be like maybe once a month. So maybe we'll get 10 or 12 of those a year, but, you know, sort of longer, more more developed, comprehensive articles, as well as the, you know, the weekly or daily, you know, short content. And we'll be publishing more articles from members of the community, right? So we'll be publishing more of your articles, both architects who have something to say, something to teach, or something to encourage you. This is a platform for you to be able to use the Entre Architect blog to get out the message, to build your stories, to start developing some of these ideas that we have to improve the profession. And we'll also invite more experts to share their knowledge on the blog through articles that we publish. So if you want to publish at Entre Architect blog, submit a draft for review to blog@entrearchitect.com. Make it nice and easy. Just send it blog@entrearchitect.com. It doesn't have to be a finished draft. It could be a, you know, rough draft, just to get a sense of whether this is something appropriate. But if there's something that you want to share, submit it and we'll review it. Here at the podcast, we're going to continue to share inspiration and knowledge here as well at the Entre Architect podcast. And if you have specific topics that you want to hear or specific people that you want us to invite, send your suggestions to us at podcast@entrearchitect.com, and we'll reach out to them and try to get them on a show, right? So this podcast is for you too, right? And so I have some great news. I have some really big news. This is something that we've been working on. We haven't really told anybody. This is breaking news. This is the first time that I'm ever talking about this. We are developing a new podcast. That's right, a new podcast. Entre Architect podcast is staying. We're going to continue to grow Entre Architect podcast, and that too will evolve and get better and do things. But we're building a brand new one from scratch, and it's going to be on branding and marketing for architects. It's called Build Your Brand Podcast. It's based on our recent workshop that we worked on with Jeff Eccles of Echo Engagement. The Build Your Brand Workshop is a workshop that we do here at Entre Architect that teaches branding and marketing strategies. That workshop is presented by Jeff Eccles of Echo Engagement, and Jeff is going to be the host. The podcast is going to be hosted by Jeff Eccles of Echo Engagement, and it's produced by Demetrius Lynch of Spaces Podcast. If you listen to Spaces Podcast, you're going to be excited about this, because this is something special. This podcast is going to be something very special. It's going to be very different than the structure and the format that we have here at Entre Architect. It is going to be something that you really, really like. Stay tuned for the launch of Build Your Brand Podcast coming early 2020. And so look out for that. All right. We will continue to also grow our membership here at Entre Architect. Entre Architect has a basic membership where we provide resources and monthly training, and we have professional peer groups called the Entre Architect Academy Small Group Mastermind, where architects come together in small groups, usually about 8 to 10 members in each group. They meet weekly, and it becomes their advisory groups. They become best friends. They become, you know, peers that help one another. This is a place where these firms grow together. And so if you are not a member, you need to join us. This is something that you can do to help the profession. You can continue to learn what you need to learn and help other architects learn what they need to learn, right? And that's what these peer groups are for, and the membership, where you can get business resources, and we bring in expert training. So if you're not a member, you need to join us. We're working hard to keep building a better profession, and the membership is a great way for you to do that. So entrearchitect.com, right there on the homepage, has all the information for all the different memberships that we have. Go click that and go join right now, because that will help you not only build a better business for yourself, but it's going to help you build a better business for the profession, right? Like I said earlier, that by building a strong business, by becoming profitable, by building something that's a thriving business, it gives you the opportunity to invest back, to grow the profession, to grow your firm, to invest in your community, to invest in your people. That's the way you're going to do it. And in saying that, we've also developed this past year something brand new. We developed two workshops. I'm sure you've heard me talk about them, the Profit Workshop and the Build Your Brand Workshop. The Profit Workshop was developed with co-author of Financial Management for Design Professionals and Business Management Consultant. My friend and my mentor, Steve Wintner, helped me develop the Profit Workshop, and we present that together. That is coming early in 2020. Again, we're bringing that back. And the Build Your Brand Workshop that I talked about earlier with architect marketing expert Jeff Eccles, who is a speaker and founder of Echo Engagement, we're going to be doing the Build Your Brand Workshop again as well. We'll be offering both workshops again in 2020. These are multi-week comprehensive training programs. These are serious. This is bigger than the courses. Every week we meet for a training session and a second meeting. So there's two meetings. There's a training session meeting, and then there's a coaching meeting where we help you execute on the information that you've learned in the training meeting. We do that for multiple weeks. And at the end of the program, you have a system for your business. We have a financial management system, and then you have a branding and marketing system. So we're going to continue doing that. So watch your newsletter and social media platforms for that. That information will be out soon. Okay, so that is where we are today and where we've been for the past few years. We will continue to develop the Entree Architect platform. All of the pieces that I've just talked about, we're going to continue growing, continue building, continuing to develop those things. In 2020, we have something new coming. In addition to the things that I talked about earlier, a new upper level peer group for more advanced architecture firm owners. Okay. It's called the Entree Architect Leadership Council. It is a mastermind. It is a mastermind similar to the other masterminds that we're doing, but it is for larger small firms. Okay. It's not for small firms. It's not for large firms. It's for that firm in the middle between maybe 10 members and 20 members. That, you know, they're still considered small firms, but they're larger small firms. Here at Entree Architect, we call them not so small firms. Okay. And so we're building a mastermind group for you. We've had this requested. We've had architects join the mastermind groups and feel that they are experiencing different issues than our smaller firms and our sole practitioners. And so they're looking for something different. And so we are going to offer that at the Entree Architect Leadership Council. And we're going to be setting some very large goals in that group. And we're going to be working together to accomplish those goals. Why do I know this? Because I am going to facilitate this group myself. There's only going to be one Entree Architect Leadership Council. It is going to be facilitated by me. We're going to have access to experts and training in order to make sure that we accomplish the goals that we set in that group. It is going to be a very, very powerful group of firm owners. And so if you are interested in joining a group, a peer group, with more advanced architecture firm owners, this is where you want to be. It's coming soon. It's not available yet. We have not yet launched it, but I wanted to post it here today in this episode so you can start thinking about it. It's called Entree Architect Leadership Council, and it is for larger small firms. So that's what's coming in 2020. I hope you are interested in that and that you're going to look out for that if you are a more advanced architecture firm owner. Okay, so as you can see, we are working hard. We are working very hard, and we're doing our part at helping architects build better businesses through the blog and the podcast, both at Entree Architect Podcast here and at the new Build Your Brand Podcast, which is coming soon, at the memberships and the workshops, in the blogs, all of the things that we're different doing, and the new powerful program, Entree Architect Leadership Council. For more than 7 years, I've dedicated myself to you, the Entree Architect, and helping Entree Architects build better businesses, be more successful. And I really do hope, because it is my purpose, it is my passion here at Entree Architect, and I hope that you have benefited in some way, some large way or some small way, from that dedication. So here we are at the end of a decade, 2020. It's a new decade, a fresh new start. You know, I end each episode with a reminder, a simple reminder. Love, learn, share. You hear me say it at the end of every episode. If you're new, it's what I say. It's how I live. It's the message that I give to the world. Love, learn, share. Let's make this coming decade the decade of positivity, the decade of support and encouragement, the decade of transparency, truth, and honesty. Let's work together to make the world just a little bit better. Just a little bit better. Focus on what you have the power to change. Do what you can do to improve the world around you, your world, around your friends, your neighbors, your families, and your firms. Decide. Decide today. Decide right at this very moment to build a better life for you. Build a better business for you. This is not selfish. This is not a selfish decision to build a better life, to build a better business. This is a decision to be the best that you can be so that you have the strength and the power and the resources to make the world a better place for others. Make this coming decade your decade. Take the responsibility. Accept the challenge. Hold yourself accountable and ask others to help you. Care for others. Educate yourself and give that knowledge to others to benefit them. That is what you have the power to do. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. I wish you the very, very best. And I wish you a very, very, very prosperous new year, a prosperous decade. Love, learn, share what you know. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next year.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.